Sluts and Scholars.
Thank you so much for joining us for another week of Sluts and Scholars. We hope you enjoy the episode. Remember that you can follow us and see all of our upcoming news and episodes on Instagram at Sluts and Scholars, on Twitter at Sluts Scholars, and please email us with your questions and wonderings at slutsandscholars@gmail.com.
Is my squirt pee?
How do I ask my partner to tie me up?
What does the patriarchy have to do with the orgasm gap?
We have questions, but we know some of your questions might be better. So please hit us up for our question and answer episode at slutsandscholars@gmail.
Or you can slide into our DMs. Welcome back to another week of Sluts and Scholars, where we talk about sex and other sex-related things. I'm Simone.
And I'm Nicoletta. And this week, we want to welcome John, or as he is better known, Rip Van Dinkle. He is a two-time competitor in the Smallest Penis in Brooklyn pageant. He currently lives in Minnesota and is not shy about discussing size, having a sense of humor, and about sexuality and aging as a man. So let's get right to it and talk about penis size.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We are so great. I think first off, we just gotta like let our listeners know, because they potentially have never seen you before. So you, like, how small is your penis?
How small is it? Well, it depends. I mean, I'm straight out of a cold shower normally, or when I'm excited?
Both.
Normally, it's probably not quite an inch and a half. If I'm right out of a cold shower, it's probably like finding an acorn in a hairy bush. You might have to look kind of hard.
We support hairy bushes.
Well, I'm an older guy, so I'm old school. I'm still the hairy bush school, but so it's normally not quite an inch and a half. And if I'm aroused, it gets a little bit bigger than that. It's not a micro penis, which I think is a medical term or a deformity or something. So it could be worse, could be smaller, but for normal penises, it's very much on the low end of the scale.
I think that's important for us to say and talk about here, quote unquote, normal penis, because is there a normal penis? Like, obviously, I think there are people around the world who say, like, this is the penis size average. But even when we ask the question, like, is it, how small is it? That's kind of subjective.
Right. I should have just asked, what is the size? What is the size? Especially having had Lori Mintz on the podcast just a few weeks ago, we are fully committed to erasing the myth of penetration as, like, what is sexual pleasure and dick size mattering, because that's not, quite frankly, how most women orgasm. So ultimately, penis size doesn't really matter, is kind of where we stand on the issue.
So how did you find out? I mean, did you feel like looking at yourself, you were like, hey, I feel not as large as other folks? Or like, how did you identify as a small penis individual?
Well, I think it probably goes back to, you know, about the onset of puberty back in junior high or middle school, whatever you call it. And in the locker room, you know, you just naturally compare yourself to other boys and then at that point, you think, well, gee, I'm still growing. Maybe I'll grow out of it. And 5 years later, didn't happen. 10 years later, didn't happen. Mm. So it's kind of a gradual thing. But that in society lets you know through movies and television shows and all the jokes about small dicks. And so it's a gradual thing, but it's pretty pervasive.
How'd that make you feel?
Then or now?
Both. Definitely back then, I'd really love to know, and then how maybe you grew into a level of comfort.
Well, for most of my, it bothered me a lot more when I was younger than it does now. I'm almost 60 now, and I realized a long time ago that, you know, you can either let it destroy you, or you can just develop a sense of humor about it. But when you're younger, it's not a good thing, and it does stay with you psychologically, because... Mm. I know you read a lot of articles where women say that size doesn't matter, and I think it's true. It doesn't matter in the bed to them. It matters more to the guy, but it's more of a psychological thing. You know, I think that if you have a guy like me who looks like me, has the same level of intelligence, same sense of humor, same personality, same age, but the only difference is he's hung like a horse and I'm not. I'm thinking that most women would probably go for the guy who's hung like a horse. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Maybe not full horse size, but I know what you're saying.
I'm exaggerating.
I like made a face.
I was like, I don't want a horse day.
That's true.
How did you, like, what kind of psychological stuff are we talking about? Because we are obviously female-bodied people here, and we can assume, like, what's that like? But what is that like? Like, how does that affect being a man?
If you're with other guys, you know, one of the greatest insults they can throw at you is that you're a needle dick or a baby dick or whatever. And again, I don't think I'm divorced, so I've been married and I've had a number of relationships. It's not that big a deal to women, but again, it's the psychological thing. If you have a woman who is angry at you or out to get you for whatever reason, even though the penis size may not be a big deal to her in the bedroom, mm-hmm. she knows that it's a weak spot with you, sore spot. She can use it against you. So she can still attack you for being a baby dick.
Even if it doesn't really matter to her.
Yeah. She knows that psychologically it'll get you. And other guys know that. And it's just something, again, you have to either let it crush you or you know.
This makes me really mad, Rip. I don't know, like, especially knowing that big dick, or dick really in general, is not what makes me come personally, and a lot of other women also. I'm just mad that we still as a society ascribe importance to this. Like, I'm mad that this is a tool or a weapon that can be wielded against you. It just pisses me off.
Well, it is, but I guess there's a lot of them. I mean, if you're overweight, you can use that. If a woman is small chested, we can mm-hmm. use that. I mean, there's always
as
something.
As humans, we'll always find ways to attack people based on things that they might not feel confident
about. Oh, yeah.
About.
As long as we're angry and we're out to get somebody, we can find something.
Do you preface your sexual encounters with, like, a disclaimer or whatever?
Or do you find it? No, you think I should?
No.
No.
I'm just curious. Like, because you mentioned, like, being. I mean, I would imagine if you had trouble with it in your teens or 20s or before you were necessarily completely comfortable with it, would wrestle with the moment of her finding out. And so would you try to preempt that by telling ahead of time or just wait and see what happens?
Well, here's the thing with that. I mean, it's for at least in my situation, most relationships I've been in, she's not going to find out how small I normally am until the next day.
Mm.
Because once if I'm lucky enough that it gets to the point of the bedroom, by that time, I'm almost always at least partly aroused.
Yeah.
So when she first sees me, I'm going to be bigger than I am if I just stepped out of the shower.
Mm.
And so it won't be until the next morning, you know, when she rolls over and looks over at me in bed, then she might be, what the hell? She had no idea I'm actually that small. So.
But I think in my experience, and obviously it's diverse, I feel like that's true of a lot of male-bodied people in that whether you're cold, like if you're super relaxed, like if you just came recently, like it can be so variable in like how it shows and how it grows.
Yeah, well, that's why when I refer to this penis pageant, it's how you look normally. I mean, when you're not excited and when you're not in minus 20 degrees like it is right here in Minnesota right now.
I'm terribly sorry.
But when
sorry.
You're in the locker room with other guys and when you're just at your normal flaccid size,
mm-hmm.
that's when I'm quite a bit smaller than most guys. Well, I sent you some pictures. You saw me in the pageant, so you know that.
Mm-hmm. But so you're saying that when you're aroused, it's not noticeably smaller?
I'm a grower, not a shower, I think is the term they like to use.
Got it.
So,
but what have the reactions, have there been negative reactions with partners?
The only negative reaction was, I mentioned before that I'm divorced, and it was kind of a nasty divorce, and in the middle of that, my ex had a new lover, and she pretty much made it clear without coming right out and saying, you have a small dick and he's much bigger. I can't remember exact
That's really fucking hurtful.
Yeah, and she also had, we had mutual friends, and she made sure that the female friends of hers all realized how small I was, and of course I had, we had pictures so she could prove it if she wanted to. But that would be the only time where, that's why I said, you know, even though it might not be a big deal in the bedroom, some women know that they can use it as a weapon against you.
Why do you feel like size matters in our culture?
Boy, I don't know. I'm not sure if it always has. I mean, I think of the Statue of David?
Oh, yeah. I feel like the proportions are...
supposed to be an ideal of male beauty or something, and he's pretty tiny, so...
True. Very true.
I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. I couldn't tell you that.
Well, I'm not a psychiatrist either, but I don't know, something to have to do with manhood and...
Well, I think I think if we look at penises... this is not what I personally believe, but if you're going to say that the penis is the epitome of maleness, and the more male you are,
the bigger it is,
the bigger your dick is, on a very literal level, then I could understand that. But I don't think that that's accurate. And I also know that we, as a society, are bombarded with imagery of women deriving pleasure from deep penile thrusting, which. Yeah, true,
well, yeah,
but not,
I mean,
necessarily orgasm-producing. And, I really think it's, media and hype that is, penis size matter. I do wonder when it first came up that...
I have no idea, but I'd like to know.
No, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, think of one of the terms we use for the penis. We call it the guy's manhood.
Oh, yeah.
So it's it's directly connected to your virility and how good you are at reproduction... And if you have a small manhood, well, that can't be good.
So Simone found this this article from the person who originated the pageant. And there was some quote in it that said something like, an experience that they had with someone with a quote-unquote small dick. And it said, he came right out and said, yes, I know, I've got a little pecker, but don't you worry, we're going to have fun. And it was great. The guy seriously smashed it up in the bedroom.
And so do you think that... you having a small penis has made you a, dare I say, better lover than other bigger men?
Well, that quote is from Amy Arciulo, and
yes,
she
is.
was the manager of the bar, and it was her idea to create the whole pageant. She was great, but has it made me? I think it's probably my age. I think that I pretty much settled into my attitudes about the whole thing a long time ago. If I was younger, if I was still in my 20s, then it might have had a bigger effect, but I don't think it's really... It has changed what turns me on since the past. I'm almost 60, and all the cliches are true. It's harder to get it up, it's harder to keep it up, there's less sperm, all of that's true. And it's also harder to get aroused. You know, when you're 20, you look at a tree trunk and you can get excited. But
I feel you.
At my age, I need more. And instead of being horrified by the idea of being laughed at, standing naked on a stage, I actually like the idea. I actually encourage it now. And that, I think, is... has sunk in since the pageant, and that's new. And
so, are you saying you're getting, you've kind of become aroused and are starting to get aroused by the idea of the shaming and the embarrassment?
Well, yeah, there's a term for it, small penis humiliation, I think is what they call it. And again, I'm not a psychiatrist, I can't tell you why that's the case, but I don't know if it's just some attention, even negative attention, is better than no attention at all, or if it's something. Else, I don't know.
This is a common thing because I was at Burning Man and someone was telling me about someone who I think runs a camp there, and they have a quote unquote micro penis, but they are super into exactly what you're saying, that embarrassment, small penis shaming, and that's what turns them on and what they've embraced. And I mean, I think in their day to day life, they're not ashamed about it, but they've sort of used that embarrassment and that shame as a way to embrace their sexuality.
I agree, but again, I can't really explain it.
Yeah. But you know that you like it.
Yes.
That's so interesting. So you are aware as a participant in the pageant that, so even though Amy comes from a place of wanting to celebrate the small penis, most of the attendees in your experience are more of a, more come for the freak show aspect of it, to laugh at it, to shame, to mock. And so you, that's okay with you.
I would say that most of them were, yes. I mean, they build the pageant as a celebration of men with small penises.
Mm-hmm.
And what, if you were at the pageant, you probably would think that was true because they cheered us on. And but I would, especially after reading all the comments on the website after the fact when the stories came out on the internet, I think that most of the, I say women because it's probably 80% women at the, maybe 20% men, most of the comments were mocking and, you know, my infant son is hung bigger than that and ha 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 and what? Why would these guys, why would anybody do something like that? It was a lot of mocking and a lot of laughter and so I would have to say that, yeah, most people were there for that. Not all of them. And Bobby Chassay, who was another organizer of the pageant, she told me later that there was actually a small group of female groupies there who definitely were into guys with smaller penises.
Interesting. So did you meet anybody there, like any prospective partners?
See, that's the thing. After both pageants, I had to catch a flight back to Minnesota, so I wasn't able to hang out. So I didn't.
You didn't really plan that.
You should have planned better after the first pageant.
Yeah, I should have. I tried to go to the 2014 as well, but I had plane trouble and got stuck in Detroit for the night. So.
Oh, so you missed it?
I do, and I don't know. They might have another one. What happened to the bar, Kings County Saloon, was closed, and so they didn't have one last year. But there's always rumors that they might resurrect it, but normally we don't find out until February or March if they're planning to
bring back
one.
The small penis pageant.
Yeah, so if there are any listeners out there who own bars or work in bars and you're willing to host a small penis pageant, please hit up slutsandscholars@gmail.com so we can sponsor
you.
The event.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
You get a lot of publicity, that's for sure. We had Seth Meyers and Miley Cyrus and Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. They were all making jokes about the pageant. Miley said she wanted to be invited to judge the next one. And so it definitely got a little bit of attention.
Definitely. So you mentioned reading a lot of the coverage as being super negative. And when I was doing research on you in preparation for this, I was aghast about some of the negative shit that's out there.
And when you say negative, what do you mean?
Just like total interminable mocking to like, I don't know why a lot of women shaming Rip for his small dick, saying like, I couldn't feel that even if it were inside me, or it'd be like a finger or whatever. And I was like, well,
some of us prefer fingers.
I was like, fingers feel nice. And, there's just so many women coming out angrily about this small dick existence and how on earth almost dare you be okay with your small penis and all of this stuff about photographs.
So how do you deal now with the negative comments? Because I know you said when you were younger, you obviously took it more personally, and maybe now you've gotten to a place where you can accept it and even embrace it in like a turn-on way. What advice do you have for people out there who maybe are in the same camp and can't figure out how to accept their parts?
Well, I don't see the attitudes changing anytime soon, especially not in the climate we live in right now. So I would just say,
even
have
our
a
president
sense of humor
feels the need to assert he doesn't have. A
I did a, especially when you think about like Trump after the pageant. There's a female photographer here in Minneapolis named Amy Minnick, and I did a photo shoot for her. And in one shot, I didn't send you this one, but I could. I'm wearing a Trump mask, and I'm standing next to another naked guy who's, here I am using that term again, hung like a horse. And I also did a short video. I think it was called Trump Voters Remorse, where a woman throws grapefruits at my crotch, and I'm the Trump voter in the video, of course. So I think I've forgotten what your question was.
Do you have advice for other people?
When you were talking about grapefruits on the dish.
Have a sense of humor. Have a sense of humor. Well, that's my advice.
Okay.
But how do you get to that place? Because it's easy to say, like, oh, just laugh about it. But, like, I don't know. I had so many years of heartache.
And I am curious about how partners reacted to it and if you have recommendations for how to work around that, building up to the moment where my partner's going to find out.
Okay, here's, I told you about the prelude where they don't really know how small I am when we first get to the bedroom. But I've never heard a woman actually say, is it in yet? But I have had, especially my ex-wife, I have had, is it still in? Because it's true that when you're smaller, it has a tendency to pop out a lot more than it normally would. But I mean, it's, you know, it's there's cunnilingus. I'm beginning to sound like a romance novel now, but it's paying attention to your partner's feelings. And
that's not a romance novel. That's a guide to good sex.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I mean, it's all true. I feel not so much a romance novel, but just cliche again. You know, it's what we hear over and over and over again, although it's true. It's not, and there's the other end of the spectrum where a lot of women will complain about dicks that are too big, where it's painful.
I'm one of those.
Not pleasurable at all. So, you know, you just work it out, just like you would anything else. So
I remember I once had sex with a man who had a really small penis, and he was kind of apologetic about it in a weird way. And I
didn't. What was that like? Like, would you rather he not have said anything?
I don't know. He was like, I know it's small. So he just spent a really long time going down on me. And I didn't really feel the need to be like, I would rather you do this anyway.
Well, that's what I think we were talking about before, in that we want our listeners to know, and maybe you could talk about any of your experiences, but for a lot of women and men too, like, penetration is not everything. It's just such a small piece of all the stuff you can do. And so
for some people, a smaller piece.
Yeah, a smaller piece. So even if you're saying like, oh, it's not feeling good, or it doesn't feel like enough to have the penis in, I feel like for most people, there are so many other fun fucking things you can do. And so for people out there who are worried about their dick size, like, focus on how to please your partner in other ways and please yourself in other ways.
Sure. I mean, I've never really experienced it as a major issue in bed. The problem, again, is always
people
society
outside.
Psychological and just day-to-day living. That's where it's a problem, not really the bedroom.
Does it ever get to you still?
No. It might if, I'm in the middle of the country. I'm not in New York where we did the pageant. If I actually ran into people, that's really only happened to me one time. I was in the grocery store and someone made some kind of obscure veiled comment about my pictures on the internet and kind of giggled. But that was the only time where I've actually been recognized for it. So I don't know if it's because I have the beard and I was wearing sunglasses in the pageant. And
your beard is so good.
Yeah, I don't know what's longer, your dick beard or your face beard.
Well,
you got some good beards, dude.
That was partly intended, but if you'll notice, about half the guys in these pageants won't even show that much.
Wear masks. Yeah, it's super interesting. I'm just curious, what prompted you when you found out about this pageant to be like, I'm going to buy a plane ticket to New York and go to this bar?
Well, I first found out about it. There was a story a couple months before the pageant. There was a story in the Huffington Post about this bar in Brooklyn having a small penis pageant. And I read that, and I probably had the same reaction that most people did. I laughed. You know, I actually laughed out loud, which I hardly ever do. I thought that's bizarre. And I forgot about it. But then later, I kept thinking about it. I kept thinking, you know, well, I've got a small penis, and I've never been to Brooklyn. I've been to New York City quite a bit, but
it's a good reason to go.
Yeah, and I had the summer off, And I thought, you know, maybe I should do this. So I had a friend, a female friend, I sent her an email about it. And she said, yeah, you should do it. And I thought, and it wasn't at all what I expected. I thought I would get there and there would be 50 guys and I would just be one of 50 guys and I'd kind of be hidden in the corner and an hour later it would be over and that would be that. And I had no idea that there was going to be, you know, all of the New York media was going to be there and that it was going to come down to either myself or a guy they called the delivery man actually winning it. And when
the delivery man, did he put like a little box around
it? He did. Yes, I saw a picture.
Yes, he did. And I started to get really nervous. I thought, I didn't plan on winning this thing. And I looked around and I saw his video. So I decided to sabotage myself. So I started to flip off the crowd. There's a picture of me doing that in Cosmopolitan's website. And whenever they say our names, when they said the delivery man, I would applaud for him and point it out. So I made it clear that I didn't want to win, that I wanted him to win.
Why didn't you want to win?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why didn't you want to win?
Because I was just too unprepared for it. I didn't expect that. I thought there's no way I'm just going to be in this thing with a bunch of other guys and that'll be it. And I also wasn't prepared for the media. But now, after that, the next pageants, that was a different story.
Right. Then I did want to win. So you returned in 2015 for another shot at the title.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Oh.
That was a nightmare.
What happened?
Well, we had there's three parts of the pageants, and one of the parts they call talent, which is where you say poetry, you dance, or you whatever your talent is.
What did you do?
I was going to do a rap song, and you have to understand there's no rehearsal for any of this stuff ever. You just show up and you do it. Nothing.
You just show up and take off your pants and go.
That's about it. Although you're not even supposed to take off your pants. I was breaking some Brooklyn ordinance when I did that.
Wait, but, so you're so they're judging penis competitions without seeing your dick?
You have to wear like sheer
garb.
Yes,
they had rules. There was apparently an ordinance in Brooklyn where, and it's bizarre, you can show your balls, which you'll see the little penis tuxedos they made for us.
Yes, they were great.
That's okay, but you couldn't actually show your penis. That's breaking the ordinance.
But balls are okay.
But I mean, culture is so fucking weird.
I told Bobby and Amy, you know, I said I might flash the audience at the end of my rap song, and I said, will you bail me out of jail if I get arrested for that? And they said, no problem, go for it, we'll bail you out. So I did, but anyway, the DJ, right in the middle of my routine, he stopped playing the music.
Rude.
And he thought it was over, but I was only halfway through, so I'm just standing there in silence, and it just completely screwed up my talent act, and I don't know, I wasn't as into it as I thought I would be. I hadn't gotten any sleep the night before. I had plane troubles, and I'm an old man, and I need my sleep now, and it just didn't go well in the second pageant.
Where'd you place?
So I placed tied for third, something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
But still, it doesn't sound like it was ideal. I hope that didn't scare you from wanting to do a pageant in the future.
Oh, no. I mean, it doesn't matter who wins. I mean, you get $100. It does kind of matter because Nick, the guy who won the first pageant, he was interviewed on the Playboy Channel, and he did was flown out to L.A. to do some other talk show. So you did get a little bit of
publicity.
15 minutes of fame.
Well, I know we're not Playboy, but Sluts and Scholars is pretty fucking awesome. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think so. Much better than Playboy. Especially now that Hugh Hefner's dead.
So now that, I mean, once you were there and you saw people were taking pictures, how do you feel knowing that there are pictures of you out there? Like, do you like it? Does it turn you on? Are you worried about your job?
Scared the crap out of me the first pageant when I flew back here and I started looking at the pictures on the internet. And I was like, oh, my God. But again, I think the dark glasses and the beard and the fact that I'm 1,000 miles away from where it occurred, if people recognize me, they haven't said anything. And about the only, like I said, my parents are long dead, and I don't have any kids. If that wasn't the case, I never would have done this. I do have some nieces who are like in their 20s, and I don't know. I suspect they might have found out about it.
They might listen to Sluts and Scholars.
It could be, yeah. If they didn't know about it before, they will now.
What would you do if people found out? Like, have you received any? I know you said someone maybe saw you in the grocery store, but have you gotten shamed for doing this?
That's the only time. But again, I mentioned my nieces, and I used to play Words with Friends with them all the time. And about 6 months ago, they both stopped playing with me at the same time without any explanation.
Oh, no.
And I thought, uh-oh.
They saw your dick
Uncle
pics.
John's wiener on the internet.
Uncle John's wiener. That is the name of the episode. Uncle John's wiener.
I don't know. I'm not going to bring it up to them. You know, if they bring it up, I guess they'll bring it up.
Have you seen them since?
Well, they're out on the East Coast, so I don't. But the only connection I had with them was at Words with Friends. So.
Aww.
So no, it really hasn't. It's kind of an underground thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to see it on mainstream television. You're not going to see it on the news. You're going to see it on the internet, mostly. That's where you're going to find
out. Which I feel
about.
Like is mainstream now.
Yeah,
definitely
it is.
For
it's
our
true.
Demographic, for sure.
That's true, but... Go ahead.
Well, I know that, like, this isn't the focus of our episode today, but I think it's important because we've talked about women and sexuality and aging, but we haven't talked a lot about men and sexuality and aging. And I know you mentioned that, like, things aren't working like they used to. What is that like?
Well, not good, as you can imagine. I think that's the connection to this pageant. Again, it's like I'm not as easily aroused, anywhere near as easily. It used to be I'd see a pair of boobs on TV or in a movie. It was like, oh, my God. But not anymore. Now it's like what gets me aroused is thinking about this pageant or thinking about or going out and doing these photo shoots, you know, where it's the small penis humiliation. And again, I'd have to talk to a psychologist to explain that.
Well, not necessarily. I would say, I don't know if this is something you've done, but for listeners out there who are having the same interest, there are lots of people out there who are interested in being the humiliator. So, whether it's a dominatrix person or someone in the kink community, like, have you ever met anyone who was into that, or is that something you're looking for?
Oh, I know it's out there. I haven't done it recently, but there are entire websites, you know, phone sex operators who specialize in that kind of thing.
Well, not just people you pay, like, you know, real people who are into the same
kink
as you.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there. Again, I haven't... Now you're giving me ideas.
Good.
Maybe that's what
you're welcome.
Next.
But so do you feel, though, as an older man, that your sexuality is kind of supposed to be placed on a shelf? Or do you still feel as entitled both personally and socially to being a sexual person?
I guess I'm just not really noticing other than physical decline. I'm not really noticing much different. I don't go around, you know, wearing Make America Great hats or anything, inviting disputes. And I'm not in a position of power where I work, so I'm not abused. I never really did that to begin with. So, you know, this whole climate that's going on now, I'm enjoying it and I'm not enjoying it. Because of these fat cats who are all getting brought down, like Harvey Weinstein, that is fun. I think, good, let's see more of that. But it was a little bit scary because it's like, well, yeah, but then there's, these things tend to, shit flows downhill, they say, and I can just see the result of it being the fat cats still getting by with everything they've always gotten by with, while little Joe and little Sam at the accountants have to go to sexual harassment training once every 3 months. And, you know,
so you're concerned as an older man displaying sexual interest in another person because of the current climate? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it hasn't really been an issue for me. Because it might be if I was in a position of power.
But so you're
I'm not.
Okay. So like you still lead as you still have a healthy sex life and don't feel
not at the moment. I wish I did. It's been about 6 months, but but if I was 25, it would bother the hell out of me. But I'm at the age now where I'd rather sit home and watch television anyway. To tell you the truth.
Yeah,
but I think it's for some people.
Except for you too, of course.
Thank you. The loss in functioning like doesn't have to do with the loss in desire.
Oh, it does have a lot. It does. It affects your desire and your functioning. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get aroused anywhere near as easily as you used to, which is good and bad. I mean, it can be when you're younger. It's a curse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're constantly thinking about sex, and
right, and
that's just not a good thing. So it's actually kind of a relief to not be aroused all the time, and
so,
I think that may be why. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering because so you said you haven't really had partnered sex in about 6 months, but does that or do you also not really masturbate anymore?
I do, but that's another thing that not as often.
Mm.
You know, when you're younger, it's, God, 2-3 times a day you might be masturbating, but that gradually declines, and it's so gradual, at least in my case, it's so gradual that it doesn't really bother you that much. I think if I woke up one day and it was like, you know, poof, that's it for you, then I'd probably be disturbed, but it's just part of the aging process. You might as well accept it. Just like accepting a small penis.
I like that. What a great note to end on.
Thank you so much for joining us and talking about this. I know that you are, you know, somewhat your public persona might be different than your private one, but are there any ways that people can find you if they want to or look up some of the pageant work or other things or get in touch with you if they want to, you know, bring you on for something, hire you for something, date you?
Well, I'm on Twitter, and other than that, I think if they want to know more about the pageant, pretty much all you have to do is either Google Rip Van Winkle or Google smallest penis in Brooklyn pageant.
By the way, but real quick, how did you come up with Rip Van Winkle? Because I think that's fucking genius.
Well, I had the long scraggly beard, so to me, it kind of looked like
you did.
You know, if you've seen any drawings of Rip Van Winkle and. Of course, Winkle to Dinkle. Don't have to explain that. And
I love
it. Thank you very much.
Right.
I was so excited when I got your email and Rip Van Winkle. So thank you so much for joining us. This has been another episode of Sluts and Scholars. So we will post the Twitter link to Rip Van Winkle so you can follow some of his work. But if you want to follow things of ours, you can find us on Instagram at Sluts and Scholars, on Twitter at Sluts Scholars, and please hit us up at slutsandscholars@gmail.com if you have questions, rants, or want to be on the podcast.
We love you.